And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Dom Allen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and good morning, good morning. And good evening and good night.
And good night. Oh, Suze. You've just been to the osteopath and it went well.
I have, yes. I've been to the osteopath. Have I mentioned my osteopath is quite... She's quite a small lady. And I did wonder when I first started osteopathing with her whether she would have the sort of brute force that I wanted to fix my back. Let me tell you, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever heard, don't judge a book by its cover, but also don't judge an osteopath by her size and weight. Because she's doing a great job.
Because she's doing a great job.
She's doing a great job.
Great, isn't it? That's what we like to hear. What is the difference between an osteopath and a chiropractor?
I think chiropractors are all about the clicking. They click you a lot.
Okay. A lot of clicking.
And osteopaths are more sort of deep tissue, but that might be a lie. Maybe someone could get in touch and let us know.
Because apparently I've got a lot of tension in my shoulders. It's lovely.
Oh, Tom, I bet you do.
Oh, I carry the world there. I really do.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like it wouldn't be a bad thing for you to see some sort of specialist.
I would like to see a specialist. I think as well, I don't hold my head right a lot of the time. I'm one of those people.
How do you hold it?
I sometimes hold it like this.
Your head in your hands.
Yeah.
You sometimes hold it to the side, like when you speak to a dog. You go, are you a good boy? And they go, yeah, I guess I am.
Or when a dog can't understand and they put their head on the side. Anyway, I was going to talk about dogs for a moment there. I won't get distracted, but apparently...
No, you can talk about dogs. What do you want to talk about dogs for?
Well, I was going to say is apparently if you hold your head forward, it can put pressure on your spine.
Yes, it can. And it's because we're always looking at our phones.
Oh, that's right. Somebody told me that as well.
Look
yes.
up, look up.
Look up, look up. Let the shadows fall behind you.
Is that a song from a musical?
I don't know if it is, actually. It's more Look Down.
Oh, yes. Look down.
Da, da. Maybe it's a more fun version of Les Mis.
Gay Jizz.
Gay Jizz, of course, a favourite podcast.
Of ours.
Favourite musical on this podcast. Gay Jizz or... Well, what would be Les Miserables? What would be the inversion of that? Where they'd have songs like Look Up. It would be called the... Les Jolies.
It's just about people just doing their best and having a good time. I'd watch that musical.
I would too.
Let's write it.
Let's do. One day more. One day left.
No, that sounds like someone on a sort of... on a ward.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's not nice. Yeah. Do you hear the people dance?
Screaming.
Do you see the people dance? Yes. Do you see the people hopscotch? Yeah.
I like it.
I think I would watch that.
There was a great dog at my house yesterday, Tom.
Oh, no. Tell me which one.
It's Laura and Claire's dog. Mm. My friends Laura and Claire came over. They have a toy poodle cross Maltese terrier. It is so small and fun. It's so small and fun. But do you want to know the best thing about him? He's got an underbite.
Oh, I like underdog bites.
It looks so cute. He looks so cute.
A friend of mine showed me pictures of a cockapoo in a rescue at the moment.
Tom, get it.
Oh, no, don't. I wanted to get it.
Oh, surely between you, Alf, and your mum, you can have it. I mean, I'm such a bad influence. Don't listen to me.
I would love it. It would be so fun, wouldn't it? There was one quite dominant one and one a bit shy one, so they're not sure which one. They're in a litter. They're so little.
So they're puppies in a shelter.
Puppies in a shelter.
Oh, Tom. Yeah. Are you actually considering it?
Well, I was. And then I was like, no, this is madness. I'm on tour. I've got things to do. I've got places to be.
You could be one of those comedians that takes their dog with them on tour.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
People do that, Tom.
Stop it, Barney.
Barney the green dinosaur. Purple dinosaur. Purple and green?
Yeah, it's purple and
that
green,
guy.
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was your favourite TV show as a child?
Teabag.
I've never heard of that, and B, think it's a lie.
That's a show. It's a show about a boy who was always going on
about teabagging.
And about no,
isn't that when someone puts their balls on you?
No, Susie, that wasn't what happened.
Is that straight culture or gay culture? Teabagging.
I don't think it's limited. It's just
something vile.
It's just something that people do if they're feeling suitably nubile. Yeah,
nubile. What does that mean?
Does that mean bendy?
Oh, love it. Don't care if it does or doesn't. Gonna start using it.
Teabag children's television. It was very popular. Teabag, yeah, it was the name of a boy. And Teabag is a British television series about this eponymous witch-like character and her assistant T-shirt. It ran from 1985 to 1992 on Children's ITV, written by Grant Catherine Lee Pressman. It's a different title. Oh, a single story told over several episodes. An anthology, if you will.
Oh.
And she was, yeah, she was like a witch. Gosh, it all seems like it made so much sense at the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's the campest thing I've ever seen. Everything adds up.
It does, doesn't it? Like camp
all
TV
roads
shows.
Lead to gay.
And that was the witch's assistant called Teabag.
Was it a boy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh my
sure.
God. So it's not a very good. The Teabag Adventures, child of the 90s, child of the 80s. Yeah, she looks like that. Gosh, she looks like a Kate Bush character, doesn't she?
Yeah, or a drag queen.
Yes. Well.
Well, there you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
What was yours?
I think Play School.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Any particular presenters?
There was a little girl that was a puppet that wore dungarees, I think. I only know this from my mum. So apparently there was a puppet in it. And every time the puppet came on, she had a pair of dungarees on. And I would get so excited, I'd have to go and find my dungarees. Oh, I haven't even realised. It's just dawned on me how gay that is.
But that's what I was about to say.
So you were watching a drag queen and I was watching a puppet that
wore dungarees.
Was wearing dungarees.
I mean, the signs are there, aren't they? The signs are there.
They're always there. That's the thing.
The signs.
That's the thing. What were you into? There was a children's hockey show that was...
Claire Balding read a series of DIY manuals. I loved it.
I'd read that.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Love Claire Balding.
So handy to know. Changing light bulbs, that sort of thing.
Do you know, I'd love to be more handy.
I see what you mean. I know.
This is a children's show.
Please, this is a children's...
This is CBBC.
This is... When will I remember? Yes, I would like to be better at that sort of thing. I've got a dimmer switch that doesn't work.
Oh, Tom, that dimmer switch is never going to work.
Yeah, I know. I've got to get a replacement.
Is it the one in my room? And yes, I'm calling it my room. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't changed the bed since you stayed, so come anytime.
Good, great. I left something in there. I didn't. I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast before, that I have like a real urge to do something with a piece of furniture.
Oh, I
to like rub something down.
Wow.
Oh, Tom, I don't know whether I just want to. Like, I love stand-up. I love being a comedian. But there is such a big part of me that would just really love to buy antique furniture, rub it down, and put a new coat of something on it. And then sell it on
the internet.
Would you like
to work in the repair shop with lovely Jay Bates?
Oh, my God. I would absolutely love to work in the repair shop. Honestly.
I'd quite like to work there, but just doing like maybe the accounts.
Oh, that would suit you very much.
Just in a back office with someone, you know, someone with glasses.
I feel like I'd be quite good at sort of gluing things. Maybe they could let me have a vice, that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, gluing. Head of gluing.
Head of gluing. Head of gluing.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm like? I'm so bloody cat-candid that I'd be attached to something.
Susie's got
attached to the works.
I knew
skin.
This was your dead relatives. Precious
Susie
mittens.
Stuck herself to some roller skates that Susie's. Belonged to Janine's dead grandmother.
Oh, so I'm sorry, Susie now has to come with them. Is that okay?
So then I had to go and live with Janet. Janine, thank you. Her daughter's Janet.
She'd maybe call her Janet after a while.
I have such an urge. I think because I'm spending a heavy amount of time in my life on Pinterest at the moment in a bid to be off social media because it makes me crazy. I'm pouring all of my love into Pinterest.
It will do that, Sis.
And I just love watching people, just people sort of going, you know, look at this, look at the room before and look at the room after and that sort of thing. I love it.
I
love it so much.
I know.
And I like seeing the, I think because... I mean, we might be moving into our house before Christmas. Imagine. It's just taken a year to move. But I can't stop thinking about sort of, I don't know, putting up a few shelves, painting a wall.
Oh, yeah. Have you got a drill?
Alice does. I'm not allowed to use it because I'm so cat-candid.
Oh, that, see, that's quite a handy thing. I don't have a drill. I think I quite like that for putting up shelves, but I'd have to be careful because I could start, you know, putting nails everywhere, and that's a real hazard.
Yeah, because don't you have to be really careful in cases like a water pipe or like electrics? Well, yes. That's what I'm worried about.
Or splitting the plaster. That's what my dad would always be worried about. Yeah.
What can you do? Could you knock the wall and sort of go, oh yeah, there's nothing in there?
I think so, yeah.
But I think you need to know what you're listening for, because I'd just
go, there's that.
Well, that sounds
that's
like
a nice
wall.
Bit of knocking. Yeah. let's put a nail in. Yeah, yeah.
That's my fear, you see.
Well, what would be the sort of things you'd like to do? So you'd like to sand down furniture with
oh, so much.
Do you follow a man with a hammer?
No, but I would love to.
We've talked about him, and he put it on his page, actually.
We talked about huge. So anything, I'd love to rub something down. I'd love to have one of those sanding machines that they have.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Well, the only thing with sanding things down is, what about all the little crevices? They would do me in, I think.
Well, I just use a nice body cream, and it seems to do the trick.
Very good, sis.
I call them laughter lines.
Oh.
Not crevices, Tom, laughter lines.
Not crevices. Lovely character lines.
Yes, I'd love to go in the garden, rub it down. Rub it down within an inch of its life.
Rub it down.
And then I'm probably wearing some sort of Lucy and Yak overall scenario.
Oh, yeah, that would be really nice, really nice.
And then painting it with a varnish. And then people coming down around and me saying, oh, yeah, you know, when I got that, it looked like it was ready for the tip. But you know what? A little bit of love goes a long way. I'd like to say something like that.
Upcycled, yeah.
Oh, yeah, love all that shit.
Just showed it a bit of love. Yes, I know what you mean with Pinterest. It's a real addiction, isn't it? You can really end up saving a lot of things that you never...
By the way, this episode isn't sponsored by Pinterest.
No, it's not, actually, for once. but it's nice because it's nice to look at things that are, oh, I can dream about that, rather than, oh, I haven't done that. I wasn't there. I wasn't at that party. I wasn't on that holiday. Oh.
Do you know what I'm doing this week, Tom?
What, Sue?
Get ready for a clang.
What?
I'm going on a pottery workshop.
Susie, that is very stereotypically lesbian.
Do you think?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm going with my mum. Is that also quite stereotypically lesbian?
I mean, no. That's
so
great.
Alice bought me and mum. So during one of the lockdowns, me and mum got heavily into the Great Pottery Throwdown.
Oh, yeah.
We'd watch it every week separately and then talk about it in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
And so Alice bought me and mum... For Christmas, this was. I mean, it's taken us so long to get around to doing it. A pottery workshop. And so we're going on Sunday.
Oh, brilliant. Where's it going to be?
It's in Peckham, where all great potters live.
That does sound like the sort of place great potters would live. Oh, I imagine there's probably in that big warehouse at the...
At the Bussey Building, is that what it's called?
The Bussey Building, yeah, maybe somewhere like that.
Sort of thing that good things happen. So then I'm doing that on Sunday. Anyway, on Saturday... I went for lunch with your friend of mine, Joe Lycett, after seeing his brilliant show in Brighton the night before. Anyway, he brought along Adam from the Great Pottery Throwdown, who I don't know whether he won or whether he just did very, very well and got to the final. But he came along with us. I'd never met him. I was a bit starstruck. Yeah. He's told me that I could get on a course in Brighton and do like every week. So I'm thinking about...
Maybe this is part of your new life.
Maybe this is part of my new life. I thought maybe that would be a great thing for like my anxiety.
Oh.
Like just sitting with clay every week.
You've got your cold water swimming.
I'm doing that less and less because it's so fucking cold.
Well.
Jen Brister can get in, but she's stronger than me.
She can get in.
You know what Jen's
in.
Like. She's tough.
She's tough. She's tough.
She's tough. She's stronger. And I'm little weak lady.
No. Well, but don't beat yourself up. I think whatever's right for you that day.
So I've been thinking.
But nice
little
bit of routine. What do you want to make?
I need a hobby. That's what I think, Tom.
I think that's good for you. I think it's good for all of us. What will you make at your pottery class? Maybe an ashtray.
Oh, do you know, people keep saying that to me. I haven't smoked in 5 years.
I know, but it's
but I just look cool, don't I? What will I make? I don't know, sort of. Maybe like funny little faces. Do you know what I mean? Like little people. I don't know. I think that it's very hard to learn how to do a potter's wheel. And that takes... Adam from Great Pottery Throwdown told me that you can just buy clay to do at home and you don't need a potter's wheel or anything like that. Okay. And you can take it to like a local kiln, which is like one of the hot things that you put it in. Mm. Why did you make that face at local kiln? Of course there's a local kiln. I live in Brighton.
Of course, I was going to say that seems like a very Brighton thing to say, doesn't it? Just pop down the local kiln.
That's what I've realised, Tom. I need a hobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could For you the old mental health.
Can you pop it in the oven or does it need to be hotter than that?
No, I think you can do it in the microwave.
No, really?
I think Listeners, that Adam's got a thing.
No,
Adam's got a thing on his Instagram page. He's called Adam Ceramic. People will be aware of him from Great Pottery Throwdown. But I every time I look at ceramic, I think chromatic. I really have to think about it.
Oh.
Because of how it's spelled.
Is it the Lady Gaga album?
Is it? Oh, yeah. Everything leads to Gaga.
It does, doesn't it? When you think about it like that. I bet she likes a bit of pottery.
Oh, I can see her doing it, yeah. Probably making sort of a pair of, I don't know, bras with spikes on.
Oh, probably something like that,
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Tom. I've been thinking for a while. For the old mental health, the anxiety has been creeping back in of late.
Oh, Susan, so I think.
Oh, I mean, Tom, don't pretend you don't know. But I've been trying to think of things that would be good that aren't related to work and and just something that's a bit for me that aren't necessarily related to home life and family life, as much as that is idyllic and perfect and wonderful. But just something that's sort of for me once a week.
Finding meaning. That's what my therapist has talked about a lot.
Oh.
I've got to find meaning because otherwise...
What's the point?
Otherwise, I think the danger is we base ourselves on external factors and things like that.
And our worth in, you know, were we invited to the party?
Yes.
Did you get an A star in your coursework? I appreciate you and I aren't doing coursework anymore. But, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I keep wanting to... In fact, I should put a shout out on the podcast. Does anybody know a piano teacher who could teach me about jazz? That's what I want to learn.
He wants to do jazz.
Jazz.
You know,
voicing.
Tom Allen? He's the jazz man.
If anyone knows a piano teacher in Southeast London / Kent,
yeah.
That might be interested in teaching me.
Or like someone that likes Tom enough to travel.
Yeah, maybe. If you don't mind travelling huge distances.
Oh, surely there's a jazz teacher somewhere. What sort of jazz do you want to play, Tom? Like experimental, where it's like.
No, I don't want to play anything as avant-garde as that.
Of course,
just a bit of voicing.
Because you're quite quiet.
I'm quite quiet.
And shy.
I just like to know about chord voicings and structures.
What's chord voicing when it's at home?
It's where the chord, like basically how the chord is structured. So where you put your fingers on the keyboard, I suppose.
Oh. You should do that, Tom. You should have that once a week for yourself.
I mean, that's what I was hoping to do, actually, yeah.
Now that you've got that lovely piano.
Yeah.
How often do you have to have it tuned?
About every 6 months to a year.
Good to know.
Yeah, I love it. I love playing it, but I'm worried I keep playing the same tunes over and over again. So I've got to break that.
Break it.
Got to break that. Got to get out of that. Got to start playing. Got to get into it.
That sounds like the beginning of a song. Got to break it. Got to do it. I'm doing that. Talking, singing. Tom needs a jazz teacher.
Please get in touch. Please get in touch.
That would be it. Please get in touch. Oh, there's Alice. Alice, do you want to say hello on the podcast?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Alice.
I'm telling Tom that I'm starting pottery.
Oh, lovely.
You're really excited about my new pottery career, aren't you?
I couldn't be more excited.
Good. There's going to be loads of shit all over the house that I've made you.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I can't wait.
Tom wants to learn jazz piano. Do you know a teacher?
Unsurprisingly, no.
Okay, cool.
It's
all right then, bye, love.
Bye, Alice. Oh, that was great.
That was great. Little cameo.
See, people say we don't have guests on here. Yeah, we do.
Oh. She's been swimming in the sea, you know. She's a lot braver than me. Yeah.
Alice has.
Yeah, the other day she was in for 40 minutes.
Wow, once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, with Jen Brister. They both wore gloves. Don't really understand it.
Oh, one of those. Oh, yeah. Great. I think it's also as well the time of the year. Be kind to yourself. The time of the year has a bearing on everything. So,
do you think?
Yes, I'm staring out of the window now, looking at the beautiful trees I can see from the window. And I can see the little bits, the drops of rain on them, but I'm aware that autumn is coming, and I love autumn, probably my favourite season, but it can bring a little bit of anxiety, I think.
Tom, what's going on with the garden, in as much as, are we now in a season where you might be growing something like a squash? Or maybe a swede?
Haven't planted them, so no. Still spring onions going, and tomatoes are ripening.
Oh, God, you've had a lot of spring onions this year, haven't you?
Yes, can barely use them all up.
Yeah, that's tricky.
But
have you thought about taking them around to a neighbour's?
Did that already.
Oh, God, that's nice.
Yeah, they seem pleased. Also, a pumpkin and a gourd I've put on the front step, and my mum was like, don't put them out there. A gourd. And my mum was like, don't put them out, people will steal them.
But didn't Alfie say that last week as well?
Oh, yes, he did. Sorry, I'm repeating
myself. God, everyone is...
No one's stolen them yet. I mean, they're not decorated or anything.
I might steal one.
Feel free.
We're taking the baby pumpkin picking next week.
Oh, people do that, don't they?
Yeah, it feels like it'll be fun. And then I imagine it'll be fun trying to make a face in the pumpkin, trying to help her get all of the stuff out from inside it. I imagine that'll be interesting to her for maybe 2 minutes, a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then Mama will actually quite enjoy doing it because, of course, I've got all that experience with clay. I imagine I'll make something quite fabulous.
I imagine you're going to make something great with all those innards of the pumpkin. You can toast the pumpkin seeds, of course.
Well, yeah, and make a lovely pumpkin soup.
It's lovely.
What would you do? Take all the insides out? No, you need the sort of hard flesh, don't you, for a pumpkin soup?
yes, you do. I think you have to...
Would I be making pumpkin soup post putting a tea light in it, or can I make something with the gooey innards?
I don't think you can do much.
That would be great if there's someone that is some sort of chef, or not a chef, a home cooker. I don't know what that means. someone that's good, someone that's good in the kitchen. Can anyone get in touch with me and tell me what to do with a pumpkin?
I mean, I'm not being funny to you, but that is basically that's a Google search.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, everything's a fucking Google search, Tom. You can find a jazz teacher.
I know.
I'm just trying to get the correspondence up. You know what it's like.
I know. It's difficult.
Engagement. That's what they're doing on Parenting Hell.
Is that right?
People are I don't know. People are engaging, aren't they? People are engaging.
Of course, well. I know. How does it all work? We don't know.
We don't understand.
We can't just understand. Don't understand it.
Just 6 years later, we still don't know what the fuck we're doing. Here we are.
Absolutely.
Do you think we should do merch?
Oh, yes. Pumpkin merch. Hand-carved pumpkins.
I could start selling my small people that I'm going to make in my clay class.
Clay people. Yes,
like-minded friends.
Like for you, for those of you who need a like-minded friend in your life,
enjoy this Tom that I've made out of clay.
Yeah, enjoy this. For a mere £8,000, you could have one too.
There you go. Reasonable. I want to keep things reasonable. That's the thing.
You've got to keep them reasonable. But I think with a pumpkin, as I remember, you just chop it chop it in half and half, and then I chopped off the skin. But it is quite hard, so do be careful with the knife.
Yes, that's very true. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Shall we have a little bit of like-minded friends?
Yes. What have people been saying?
Oh, people are always in touch. You know that?
Oh, good.
Which I love. I love. Hello, Susie and Tom. Long time listener to the pod. Huge fan of you both. You brighten up every Wednesday. My friend and I have a long-standing game in our WhatsApp group where we think of names that can also be things. For example, Paige Turner, Philharmonic, Russ Teaspoon. This game has been going on for so long that the list is over 100 names long now. In one of your episodes about a month ago, you referenced patio doors, and the other remarked that it sounded like it could be a name, patio door. Suffice to say, the group chat loved that one. My question for you is this: what's your favourite name that could be a thing? I promise I'll give you both full credit when relaying these to my friends rather than passing it off as my own wit. You're professional comedians, after all. Okay, bye. Bye. That's from Beth. P.S. Susie, have you ever tried a duck board instead of a bath mat? Because they're wood, you don't have to worry about whether to hang them on the edge of the bath or leave them on the floor to stay soggy. Yes, someone has mentioned this before.
The trouble is, Beth, sorry to butt in here, but the duck board, it does suspend you above the floor, but then the water drips onto the floor underneath, and what are you going to do about that? You end up putting a bath mat down. That's what I'm saying. Because the duckboard won't absorb it, will it? That's what I'm saying.
No,
Beth.
No.
Sorry to butt in.
Okay, fine.
But what do you think?
I like that Beth's got in touch to let us know.
Nice idea, Beth. Sorry, it doesn't work. That's
my response. Tom, do you have a name that's a thing?
Oh no, I'm trying to think of one.
I like Paige Turner.
Paige Turner's good.
Really good.
My friend Paige, she's in my phone as Paige Turner.
I think, I do love Patty O'Doors. Now, I think that was a drag queen, Patty O'Doors, which is very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
A name that's a thing. It's actually harder than you think, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Annette Curtin, of course, is the classic.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, don't beat yourself up. We'll think of something as soon as you come off air.
Of course we will. But I enjoyed it. Off air. Some correspondence. Hi, Tom and Susie. Like many others, I'm a long-term listener to the podcast. Oh. I love hearing about your friendship, your stories, and your trials and tribulations. So thank you for everything. In last week's hilariously titled Mrs. Minge and Nick Nackery's Household Hotline episode, you talked about giving blood, and it reminded me that men who have sex with men are still unable to give blood unless they've been in a relationship with the same partner for over 3 months. For most of my life, all men who have had sex with men were banned from giving blood, so I've never been able to give blood. With this in mind, I was wondering if you have any thoughts on how far British society has come in accepting LGBTQI+ community. Having both travelled so much, how do you feel the UK compares to other countries? Whilst we have marriage equality, I feel we still have a long way to go. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Ben in Brighton. And then in brackets, he said Hove, actually, which I enjoy enormously.
Ben from Hove, actually.
Hove, actually.
Well travelled. I don't know how well travelled I am. I've been to the Lake District.
Oh, Tom, good for you. I went to Birmingham once.
That's so there. But so, I mean, in comparison to that, I'd say we're kind of on a par. Where I live now.
How have you found it travelling, Tom? When you've done gigs abroad or whatnot?
Well, I've been to different places where it's obviously a bit more. It's quite intimidating if it's somewhere that's not, if it's got laws that are not very welcoming. But
it feels like if you've been booked to do you, you just have to do you.
You have to do you, don't you? Yeah.
But yeah, when I was filming in Morocco a little while ago with Maisie Adam, brilliant comic, and they don't believe lesbians exist there.
Oh my goodness! So it was like she was traveling. You could go wherever you liked.
It was like she was traveling with an imaginary friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was gigging in Australia once, some people may have heard me say this on stage, but it's completely true. I was gigging in a place called Broken Hill, and a guy said, he said, where are you gigging tomorrow? I said, Broken Hill. And his response was, oh, yeah, they've had a lesbian there once before.
I thought they're excited to see
Hannah Gadsby's toured.
Yes. Were they excited to see the second one?
It was actually lovely. I sort of, do you know what? I found that, I mean, this is more to do with gigging than traveling per se, but I found often when I've assumed that there might be some hostility, and that is indeed in this country as well, or in Ireland or Northern Ireland. Actually, the people that come to shows are sort of people that know you anyway. So they like you.
Well, I always try and think as well. Well, as well, like there is some hostility in parts of the world, but also there's more good than bad in the world, and more people are kind than are not. So
I think that's true.
I try and hold on to that, really. I've had, yes, very, very surprising, sounds silly to say surprising, but I've had very nice experiences in places I didn't expect. There's sometimes laws there, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything about the people.
That's very true. That's very true. Let's have one more lovely message here. Dear Susie and Tom, as a fellow like-minded friend, I just want to say how much I love this podcast. As I write this, I have COVID, so you two have kept my spirits up. I'm hoping to get to see Tom in Basingstokes and to see Susie at some point soon, as I missed your performance in Andover. And that's from Martin. Martin, I hope you're feeling better now.
Oh, Martin.
That was about a week ago, so I hope you're feeling better.
Martin, I hope you're feeling better. Rest up, rest up.
Rest up. Right, Tom, look down. Look down.
Look
we should
up,
go now.
Look up.
Look up. Look up.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you've had a nice morning and you've got lots coming up with the pottery. That's going to be brilliant.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. Also, the new series of Out is out this week.
Yes.
So do listen to that. And if you haven't listened to it yet, maybe give it a go because I'm really proud of it and I think it's really good. It feels funny saying that, doesn't it? No, you know, when you think something, you know, if I was American, I'd be like, it's great. It's amazing. But because I'm so worried about what everyone thinks, I have to go, I think it's okay. I'm sorry I exist.
But people aren't sorry. They're very excited to listen. So that's
and
good.
If you're a piano teacher,
get in touch.
Southeast London, Kent, surrounding areas, do get in touch.
Get in touch. The email is hello@likemindedfriends.com.
No, it's not. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com.
Yes, get in touch. Yes. Remember, Susie's on tour at the moment. Go and see her, susieruffle.com.
There's a few dates left indeed.
Yes. So go and see her. My book's out in a few weeks if you like.
Oh, that's exciting, Tom. Have you decided whether you're doing a party? Because I'd really love an excuse to go to a party.
I haven't decided yet. But I'm hoping to.
We could just have a party for two.
Yeah, I might do that.
Two can have a party.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be nice? Okay. All right, dear. Well, listen, you have a nice day. Are you touring tonight? Are you going somewhere?
No, I'm doing an interview. I'm interviewing Graham Norton tonight about his book.
That's exciting.
In Chester, yeah. I'm excited about it.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, I've been enjoying his book, so it'll be interesting. I mean,
my mum's a massive fan, you know, of his.
Oh.
My mum reads all of his novels. She loves him.
My mum likes him too. They're good at their books, aren't they?
Oh, well, listen, give him my love. He hasn't got a clue who the fuck I am, but give him my love.
Well, I will. And I'll let you know how that goes. But you have a lovely day. Let us know, Suze, what happens with the pottery. And
I will. I'll keep you across it. I'm sure it'll be smashing.
Wonderful work.
Elaine Page Love.
Yours truly. Anyway, have a lovely week, everybody. And we'll speak to you next week.
Yes, we'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.